Euro 2025, how will teams and fans cope with sweltering heatwave in Switzerland? BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-07-01T13:03:12.100Z, description colon Switzerland may be known for its snow-covered mountains, cozy chalets, and world-class skiing, but the sun-scorched country is looking very different for Euro 2025, dot. Sweltering Switzerland, how hot is Euro 2025 going to be? Image source, EPA image caption, with temperatures soaring in Switzerland, UEFA's hot weather protocol may come into effect during games, with players allowed water breaks if the wet bulb globe temperature exceeds 32°C on the pitch, Emily Sally, BBC Sport journalist in Zurich, published, 53 minutes ago. Switzerland may be known for its snow-covered mountains, cozy chalets, and world-class skiing, but the sun-scorched country is looking very different for Euro 2025. As 16 teams prepare to begin their Euro 2025 campaigns, temperatures are soaring across the host nation. With fears that the grass could burn, huge fans have been placed pitchside to help keep the turf cool, while supporters have been advised to stay in the shade and keep hydrated. So how hot is it going to get? And what other precautions are tournament organizers taking to keep players and fans safe in the heat? What are main questions facing England before Euros? Published one day ago, Spain seeks success after fallout of sexism scandal. Published 5 hours ago, meet the only English manager at the Euros. Published 7 hours ago, how hot is it going to be? Image caption, like most of Europe, temperatures in Switzerland are expected to be about 10°C above average for the time of year. You can see the high mountains, where temperatures are lower because of the altitude, picked out in yellow and green. The Swiss authorities have issued amber heatwave warnings across the country until Thursday, with temperatures set to be about 10°C above average for this time of year. Temperatures could rise to highs of 35°C. While there's also the threat of thunderstorms causing heavy downpours towards the end of the week. For the earlier kickoffs at 1800 hours set, 1700 hours BST, it is expected temperatures will be between 27 and 30°C. But it's predicted to be cooler, between 24 and 27°C, for the later 2100 hours set kickoffs. The tournament begins on Wednesday as Iceland play Finland in Thun in the 1700 hours BST game, with the temperature forecast to be 28°C. However, it's expected to be 29°C when hosts Switzerland face Norway in Basel later that evening. The heatwave is set to last until Monday, when temperatures are expected to drop by 10°C to highs of 23°C. What have the players said? The weather conditions might be different to what the Wales and England players are used to. But Wales defender Gemma Evans says it's pointless using it as an excuse. Her teammate Rachel Rowe agreed, adding, "It's the same for everybody, isn't it? It's been hot, but we've had our week in Portugal to prepare, so I feel like we're really on our way now to being able to perform in that weather." Wales forward Elise Hughes added, "We've got support staff around us that make sure that we're in the best place possible, hydration and nutrition wise. And we haven't spent time in the sun outside of training. What is UEFA doing for the players and supporters?" Image caption, huge fans were placed on the side of the pitch at St. Jacob Park on Tuesday to stop the grass from scorching. UEFA delegates will measure the temperature with a wet bulb globe temperature, WBGT, thermometer at the end of the team's warm UPS. Different from a normal thermometer, the WBGT thermometer accounts for temperature, humidity, wind speed, sun angle, and cloud cover to determine the heat. If the WBGT temperature exceeds 32°C, cooling breaks, which can last between 90 seconds and 3 minutes, will be introduced for players during the match. If the temperature is below those thresholds, the implementation of drinks breaks is at the discretion of the referee. A heat warning has been issued by UEFA for all matches on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, with fans allowed to bring a water bottle up to half a litre in size into the stadium on those days. UEFA has also encouraged fans to refill their bottles and cups in the stadium bathrooms, and to seek shade in the fan zones across the country. What is the forecast for England and Wales' first games? By the time Wales face the Netherlands in the opening Group D match on Saturday, 1700 hours BST, it is likely that the temperature will have dropped. Wales' first ever game at a major tournament will be played in Lucerne, where thundery showers and light winds are forecast, along with a highs of 30°C. When England and France play later that day in Zurich Stadion Letzigrund, the temperature should have dropped to 25°C by 2100 hours set, while there's only a slight chance of rain. Related topics: UEFA Women's Euro Football, Women's Football, Top Stories, Live. Wimbledon, Krejcikova begins title defense, Sinner in action, 28,081 viewing, 28K viewing, Archer kept on to bond with England squad as India mull changes, published 33 minutes ago, Sweltering Switzerland, How hot is Euro 2025 going to be, published 53 minutes ago, elsewhere on the BBC, Going Inside Real Life Couples Therapy, Investigating the Rise of Medical Conspiracy Theories, a new comedy drama wrapped in a gripping family mystery, Amazing Young People Across History, elsewhere in sport, Faith Amid the Fury, How Lion King Itoge Keeps His Peace, Sweltering Switzerland, How Hot is Euro 2025 Going to Be, Is It Conceivable That Mercedes Could Drop Russell for Verstappen, Al Hilal Climb Everest, But Worrying Signs for Man City, Meet the Only English Manager at the Euros, All Kinds of Wizardry. Best Shots from Day 1 of Wimbledon. Video: All Kinds of Wizardry. Best Shots from Day 1 of Wimbledon, FIFA should consider playing World Cup final at 9 a.m, I can't hear it, Wimbledon's first day of electronic calling, what are main questions facing England before Euros, a family affair as Poulter and son battle to qualify for Open, have we watched Messi's final game on global stage, who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions. Video: Who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions, Verstappen, Russell, and Mercedes, what factors are at play, the end of one of football's great fullback duos, where do they rank, the Commonwealth Games swimmer who might not see 40, the chase is on, why no team can feel safe against Stokes England, why best dressed officials are missing from Wimbledon, which young players could light up Euro 2025, what do you remember about the 2013 Lions Tour, Home News Sport Business Innovation Culture Travel Earth Audio Video Live, Terms of Use about the BBC Privacy Policy Cookies Accessibility Help Parental Guidance Contact the BBC BBC Emails for You Advertise with Us, Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config_=, window__initial_data_data_global_global_navigation, country:\end_language:\engb_and_service:\commercial\name\props\country\country\it\language\colon\language\service\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\commercial\comm